recognizes that song? It's The Best Day of My Life. This is Drake Hardeen. I am excited to have so many new Wisconsin travel and adventure ideas after last hour's final broadcast of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm going to be following through on a lot of those. Now I am looking forward to more advice on having a fulfilling, a happy retirement. I'm Joy Cardin. You're listening to the Ideas Network. And if you have not heard yet, this is my last day with Wisconsin Public Radio. Retirement starts tomorrow. Where did the time go? Time flies when you're having fun. It's hard to believe. It's exciting. It's a little scary. I can't wait. I'm freaked out. But I'm going to have to wait because there's a show to do and a fall membership drive to conduct. And I will be welcoming in the retiree rebels in just a couple of minutes. But first, the new host of the new morning show, Kate Archer-Kent, joins me to encourage your support of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Hello again. Good morning.
Hello. Let's talk retirement.
We have the retiree rebels with us. Mary Helen Conroy is a reinvention life coach and change strategist. She is the co-creator of Retiree Rebels, which offers blogs and podcasts for the newly and nearly retired. Good morning, Mary.
Oh, good morning, Joy. Glad to be here with you today.
It is great to have you. And also with us is Carol Larson, a writer and award-winning reporter and documentary producer, co-creator of Retiree Rebels, and she is also with us in studio. Good morning, Carol.
Thanks for having us, Joy. This is kind of bittersweet to see you go, but congratulations on your stepping across the threshold into a new stage of life.
Thank you so much. And we just talked briefly about this when you came into the studio. When you were last on with me, I was considering retirement. I was thinking, is it now or is it later? I mean, I knew it was coming soon, but will it be this year or will it be next year? Or, you know, how many more years do I have in me? And then I went to Bali and I sprained my ankle. And then I had a lot of time to reflect, and I was at a yoga retreat and a meditation retreat, and with a sprained ankle, I did more meditating than yoga. and I had, but it was a beautiful trip, by the way. That didn't ruin it by any means. But that's when I came to the conclusion that life is short, and Rob, my husband, who's already retired 3 years now, isn't getting any younger, and neither am I. And we love to travel. And so it was like, you know what? It's time to travel. It's time to do the things that I wanted to do. But I just haven't had time to fit them into my schedule. You know, this has been a very fulfilling and wonderful job. I loved it very much, but it was demanding. It was demanding on my time. And it was getting up at 1 o'clock in the morning and you know, and going to bed at 6 o'clock at night. And I'm looking forward to sleeping in a little bit more and doing things that make a difference that don't include a microphone necessarily and traveling. So how does that sound? What kind of a grade do you give me for that?
I'd give you a great grade. Well, and I think one of the things you mentioned too is Rob's now at that 3-year stage. And Joy, I would love to say, as Carol often says, it's like it's not flipping the switch. Like Monday you're not gonna go, oh my God, I'm retired and life is great and everything's fine. All I want for you is sleep.
Yeah.
You know, any of us, after 30 years of working, we're exhausted, but we don't know that. Mm-hmm. So sleep. I can't imagine getting up at 1 o'clock in the morning, coming in here, and the dark to this morning was even something. But sleep is one of the number one gifts of retirement.
Yeah.
Naps and sleep.
I love the way you were planning out, okay, we want to travel, we want to be able to travel, we don't want to wait till it's too late, but we can't do the kinds of things that we want to. And I'm sure I could see you at Bali, just, you know, this percolating in there. So good planning.
Yeah, and there was a trip that was coming up that I'm probably not going to do, but it so happened that my dream trip is an African safari. I want to go mm-hmm. on, and it's just and there was one coming up that I was really interested in February, and I thought, oh, that'd be great. And then I realized that there's going to be a pledge drive in February, and I won't be able to go because I can't take vacation. And so that was again another consideration. So, but thank you. So tip number one is get rid of the alarm clock.
Oh, that alarm clock, absolutely. Because, well, but you're going to still hear it.
In your head?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
you are still so very going to hear that 1 o'clock alarm clock, but it is so nice to be able to roll over.
Yeah. One of the things that we hear from a lot of new retirees is that they have panic attacks in the morning because they roll over. If they're used to getting up at 6 and they roll over and the alarm clock says 6:30, their body hits that adrenaline button. It's like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to be late for work. And then 5 yeah. seconds later, it's like, oh, yeah, I'm retired. I forgot.
And then it's like, oh. Yeah, and I have that from time to time on the weekends, you know, where it, yeah. I'll wake up and it'll be like, it's light out. Oh, my God.
Yeah, right. You know? Right. Yep.
But
I
it's
forgot.
if I sometimes, too, my cat will get me up no matter what. Mm-hmm. You know, I just so I imagine that I'm not going. I think I'm going to be a morning person always, but not a 1 o'clock in the morning person.
Probably a good idea. but you know what? That's one of the fun things is you don't know. You know, I always say, even with the people with the bucket list, is to get rid of the bucket list and go curiosity. You don't know what time your body is going to tell yeah. you, and you get to explore that and be curious. Wow, maybe I always wake up at 4 a.m., or maybe, you know, 6:30 is good for me. But now it's a choice.
So I'm looking at your tips, and I really like this because I did give a lot of thought into this decision, and then maybe it circumstances on that trip it sped up the decision. But I love this. Give yourself a year to establish a new life. That's right, a full year, if not longer. And that I breathed a sigh of relief when I read that because I was like, oh my God, what's my schedule going to be like? What groups do I have to join? Do I have to plot out every single trip, you know, that I want to take for the next 5 years? And I can just kick back a little bit.
Yes, give it time because it is not a light switch. You can't just turn off 30 some years of a career, and your brain is just not built that way. You're not wired that way to automatically turn it off. So give yourself some breathing room. My friends who knew I was retiring back in 2010 called me and said, do not rush these things, because I had the plans that I was going to give myself 2 whole months, you know, to pick up the yard and do the re-landscaping and everything else like that. And at 2 months, I was starting to have those, oh my gosh, what's wrong? Why don't I have everything together and everything planned? And they warned me. And now they're saying psychologists are saying it's a 3-year transition.
Wow. Well, that makes me feel even better.
Yeah, it really is. And it just, Carol almost killed her dog, Joy. So please.
What happened?
Well, she.
Every time I had a panic attack or didn't know what was going on or couldn't figure out what was wrong with me, I took the dog for a walk.
Oh, I see.
And the dog would start to look at me like, what? Again?
Another walk? Another walk.
That poor dear.
I thought it was when you had a panic attack in the morning when you thought you were late for work that you flung the dog off the covers or something.
No, she was not an abuser of animals, and we don't recommend that.
But the dog was well exercised.
Well exercised. But it is that thought, you know, it's somewhat, this is a huge grieving time as much as it's a celebration. You've had a wonderful career, and all of a sudden, you know, life is different. And I remember even sitting on the couch, and I've done some good things that I enjoy, but you sit there and you go, did it all matter? All of those philosophical mm-hmm. things. And that's what your body's got to take in, your brain's got to take in, and just relax and kind of get into that meditative part. But most people want to keep going at the rate that you've been going at your career. They want to do that with their retirement.
Yeah.
You've got 20 years, 20, 30 more years here, Joy.
Yeah. And I have, that is something I feel good about this decision, because I do feel I can make a difference in different ways than this radio show, I believe, made a difference. But there's a part of you that says, oh my gosh, will I be able to fulfill the kind of purpose that I was fulfilling in my work
in a different way?
Yeah,
but you have yet to find that different way.
Yeah.
And you have the permission now. We give you permission to try different ways. You know, you may think it's one way now, but give yourself some time for rest and perspective, and it might be something entirely different.
Tip number 2, though, says realized you just divorced your old life. Yeah. What does that mean?
Well, this was the insight of a friend of mine, and I asked her what retirement was like, and she said, it feels just like when I divorced my husband. And because this is a seismic shift. You're changing your day-to-day schedule. Everything is going to be different about your life. And your associates are going to be different. What you do in the morning is going to be different. Your conversations are going to be different. So she said it felt like divorce. And I've tried that out on a couple of different people.
It's true.
And they say, yes, it's very much. And it is, again, that idea that this is a major milestone life transition where you're changing everything. And it doesn't matter if you wanted to or not. It's not a matter of it was a choice. It's just this is a big change.
You know, and that comparison to Joy is for the divorce, it's the identity issues that once you walk out this door later today, your name tag will no longer say this. You don't have a business card that says this.
I'm no longer Joy Cardine, the talk show host on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm the retiree rebel.
Right, yeah. You are. And that's what, we can get you a card.
I can get a card from that.
But we'll get you one. But that's exactly what happens in a divorce. You're no longer Mrs. Maybe somebody. Or you knew how to do this role, and you don't know what the role is for Monday. There's no role. There's no hours. We've heard from one gentleman that stood in front of his closet because he didn't know what to put on.
Oh, he was a suit and tie guy, and he didn't know how to get
dressed. But we have all of those little shifts that are similar to having a divorce.
You know what Rob did? Some people know that Rob Starbuck, my husband, used to work for Channel 3 in Madison, and he was a suit and tie guy. That's what he had to wear when he was on the air for the morning news. And he used all of his, used all of his ties. He had hundreds of them. And he started using them as straps for yoga classes because he became a yoga instructor.
Right.
So so I thought that was cute.
That's great. That's
had
great.
A use for him, a repurpose of a tie.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely.
You know, but it says here that your ex-colleagues do not understand you or your new life. I mean, Nyasia is not going to understand me. Nyasia Ellison is my producer.
I'm sure she will, Joy. We'll tell you that. And on many levels, she will. But again, you are no longer Joy Cardine of the show.
I'm no longer her colleague.
You're no longer the host of the show.
Right,
you're not. And all those emails or all those people that are going to tell you today, let's keep in touch. We'll do lunch. Well, think about that after the year.
Yeah, they're not going to want to do lunch or they're too busy or...
They work.
Yeah,
they've got a job, Joy. You don't.
Yeah,
you're retired, and so those are the things that get to be little spurs in your heart. It's only because it's normal. It's normal. How many people have you ever said, "Let's do lunch after you retire"?
Right,
and I just don't
have time. Yeah.
And I know that happened to you, Carol.
It's a time shift, and it's also a priority shift. They have to, and like in a divorce, a lot of people have to pick which spouse that they're aligned with, and they're aligned with their work jobs, and they have to be. And you're aligned somewhere else now, but it takes time to. It hurts a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
So, and I'm going to feel out of the loop, and that's true. Except I'm going to be calling in on the show, and I'm going to. But
that might be advice that I give you. When I retired as an administrator at a public library, I did not go back in the building for 6 months. And it was my local public library, so it was hard. But as the administrator, I didn't want to pull people. There was a new person, and I just wanted to make that transition easier by not even showing up because I knew that there were, you know, people that would, so I did. I stayed away. Purposely so that transition could happen.
That is good advice. And I'm not going to start showing up and say, hey, Kate, how about you do it this way?
but our hearts want to say that.
And one of the things you realize when you retire is how much of your interaction, your daily interaction and your social life depended on your colleagues. You go from office
what
to office.
What social life, though? I'm just kidding.
Phone calls. and that's not there.
Yeah.
And one of the things we do recommend that people do is find a different loop. Start finding it now. And you were saying earlier that Rob had started training to be a yoga instructor before he retired. So he was already getting his new loop in process and start looking around for what, where are your interests and where that new loop might be with different people.
Yeah, I did join Temple Madison, which is a women's, it's more of a social and some networking, but it's actually more of a social club, and Madison Civics Club, I joined that. And doing some things that I think will...
Well, those are the things that make you at least get to get dressed and know that you get to meet people, because that was important to me when I joined, that there were certain activities that I made sure to get out of the house and that I was doing it for me.
Yeah. We need to take a short pause as we have some business to conduct. We are talking with the retiree rebels, Carol Larson and Mary Helen Conroy. I'm looking for your advice, too. We are talking with the retiree rebels. They have blogs and podcasts, and they go around speaking, and they are they have been on this show a couple of different times, and they gave me some ideas. Mary Helen Conroy is a reinvention life coach and a change strategist, and Carol Larson is a writer and award-winning reporter and documentary producer. We used to be colleagues. She used to work for Wisconsin Public Television.
Right down the hall.
Yeah, that's right. We have a bunch of suggestions from people. Tom in Hayward emailed, if possible, use your current talent or newfound ones and apply them in volunteerism. It is the Wisconsin way, and we are called. I like that.
That's very nice.
Kind of saying that, that there is maybe a responsibility to do something, to give back like that.
Well, you were talking earlier about how to continue having a purpose.
Yeah.
And it's not a baby boomers thing in particular, but it's something that you see in a lot of baby boomers. They like to be able to make a difference in their communities or in the world and what they can do. And, you know, that idea of service lives in us, a lot of us. And to be able to do that in volunteerism is great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And also to test those out, we find a lot of people saying, oh, I have to volunteer. And so they sign up for many volunteer opportunities. And they take volunteerism as another job and feel they have to be there for 10 years. Go and enjoy soup kitchens and hospitals and humane societies and know that you can try it for 6 months, Joy, and try something else, which is a gift of retirement. It doesn't have to be permanent anymore.
And I do plan on volunteering for the Humane Society. I'm going to do something. It's not exactly volunteering, but a couple of walks are coming up where you're fundraising for a cause by walking in, you know, the NAMI or Alzheimer's disease or something like that. So I want to do that. And I didn't want to take on too many. There's so many things I want to do that I thought I better pace myself a little bit.
Absolutely, pacing. Pacing's good.
You know what I don't want to do, though, and this is going to sound terrible right away. I don't want to, you know, people have asked, how about if you do do some podcasting on traveling around Wisconsin? I want to take a break from what I'm doing right now. I think that would seem too much like work.
Well, it's interesting. When I sat on the couch to figure out my life after retirement was I needed, though, to take time to review what I had done. I've been a librarian. I've been in sales. I taught for many years. But I had to figure out what that all meant. And what I learned to do was to find the threads, Joy. And I learned that my threads were sharing information, inspiring people, and to be able to work with folks for the information in their lives. That's what I learned about my past, and now, believe me, I never, ever expected to be a retiree rebel. To be a podcaster? That had nothing to do with all that stuff, but the threads did.
Yeah.
The threads did. And so that's part of the learning time, that first year, is just to figure out what was it that made this life so good for you?
Yeah.
And it's not about a microphone.
Right. And I shouldn't say as though I think there's something wrong with it. It's just that maybe that's going to happen down the road, but right away it wasn't going to be something that was going to happen. But I'm going to be speaking to a university a symposium at one point, and that's something that I guess that's somewhat using my current talents to help people learn. Let's see. We have a lot of callers. Let's go to Victoria in Williams Bay. Hi, Victoria.
Number one, I just want to thank you for all the joy and the information. that you've given me every morning when I've woken up for the past several years listening to you. But my suggestion for you is write about your WPR experience. I can't think of anybody who would enlighten us more and shed such interesting light on it with 31 years of experience.
That's so funny. Do I have the stories to tell?
No. I believe it. I went to the Maryland Island School of the Arts this summer for a writing class, and it was filled with just fascinating people. There were lawyers, there were veterinarians, there were accountants, there were people who had done many, many different things in their real day-to-day work life, but they were fascinated with what they were writing.
I love
and
that idea,
I think,
yeah. You know, even you if know, I don't you, write, I, it would be really, really lifelong learning mm-hmm. to take a class on how to write a book.
And what's one of the benefits of being in Wisconsin?
Yeah, I did this summer with Mary Carol Moore was the instructor, and she was absolutely fantastic. I learned both from her and from the people in the class. I mean, because that's what's also extraordinary in these situations. That's a little different from your traditional learning scenario. Yeah. You're learning from who you're interacting with in lifelong learning, and I found that to be absolutely transformative.
Victoria, thank you very much for sharing that. That is that's an interesting idea. And Carol, you were going to say?
Oh, Wisconsin is great for that. There's classes in different places. UW is great. The UW Extension, UW Writers Institute, and in different cities around the state. And Madeline Island sounds beautiful to go to a place to take a class. But there's all sorts of opportunities for classes.
And now you're retired, so you get a discount at the university classes. So, there you go.
Very nice. And I like Madeline Island. I could go to Tom's Burnt Down Cafe while I'm there.
There
we just talked about that in the last hour. Victoria, thank you. Mary in La Crosse is with us. Hi, Mary.
Good morning. My suggestion is to become a poll worker to work for the elections. It's a job that makes you feel very, very good. Most people don't realize how well-trained that you are, and it makes you feel like you're serving. But yet, it doesn't happen all that often, and so it doesn't tie you down all that much. And, Joy, don't be afraid to say no to people politely. No, thank you. I'll look into it, not at this time, because to take that year, but I enjoyed being a poll worker so much. It made me feel so good, and so that's what I would suggest.
Mary, thank you for the suggestion of being a poll worker. That is something that I have, even when I was working, I thought, gosh, that would be kind of cool to do that, but I couldn't because mm-hmm. of the schedule, and that would be great. And I've already said, yes to 5 different things, and I said to myself, stop it.
A big placard. Just say no.
Yeah, that's absolutely words of wisdom. Getting back to your list, Retiree Rebels, unscheduled time is a blessing and a curse. So why is it a blessing, one of you, and why is it a curse?
Which would you like, Carol?
Well, this was probably my biggest problem was the unscheduled time because I was coming from a life where every 15 minutes I had a to-do list, and that suddenly not being there was terrifying, and hence the dog walking because mm-hmm. you know, I didn't know what to do. So it sounds like what you've been doing in putting things into your life already gives you some sort of structure and things that are going on weekly, so you have something to sort of move forward to as you are figuring out exactly what do I want to do with my time.
Well, and I think too, Joy, I'm sure, you know, when I met Carol too, I mean, it's every 15 whatever and she can plot things out, but when you see a blank calendar, whether it's a paper one or an electronic one, that means your life has no importance. That's how we've been raised.
Oh, yeah.
We've been doing that for 20, 30 years, that we had a calendar we could fill in.
Yeah.
And so the blessing is that we now have 7 days that are ours. We're the CEO of your life. That's my title, is CEO mm-hmm. of my life. And so what I put in there has got to be special. Not just somebody else's expectation of how I should spend those times. And I don't have to fill it up to feel important.
That is, and I'm going to have to get used to that. Not that I, you know, but it is something where you're right. Yeah. It's sort of like, well, I've got to do my work here, and then I've got this special right. event here, and I've got this.
And now the calendar's empty.
Yeah, and now I'm going to have to. But I am, someone told me, you know, I want to set up a like a
exercise fitness thing,
oh, yes,
because I really have been neglecting that, and I thought that would at least be... I usually would do them during the noon hour because that is the time. I couldn't do them early morning because I was working. I couldn't do them early evening because I was sleeping. So I have a noon hour time, but I think I want to address that because I don't want to... I'd rather go to lunch with my husband or something. And so, but getting into a fitness routine, so I kind of at least know that this is what I'm going to do for these days, and then the rest of that time. Well, there's nothing wrong with just sitting on your butt and reading a book, too, right?
There isn't.
Oh, not at all. Mm-hmm. But putting up a fitness routine, that's perfect. Then, because you're getting that movement back into your life, and you know, it is in its own way kind of a meditation and moving you forward, and it helps reroute all those little brain
things. I always
said,
move your body, move your life.
Yep.
Nice. Let's go to Earl in... Oops, let me see here. I pushed the wrong button. Let's go to Earl in La Crosse. Hi, Earl.
Hi. I would say, first of all, you couldn't have had better guests on your last show than these. They're excellent.
They are.
And I would... Responding to what you were just talking about, I have a favorite saying. I've been retired 10 years, and... that is, retirement is having nothing, waking up in the morning with nothing to do, and at the end of the day, you're only half done. Because time management is, it's everything.
Oh, I can understand that, yeah.
And you learn a lot about yourself in retirement. You learn where you have discipline and where you don't, where that matters and where it doesn't. You learn a lot about yourself. So,
thank you so much, Earl.
Yes,
that's perfect, Earl.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's right. And this kind of fits into some of your tips here that we were promising to go through. The don't judge your new priorities by old work standards. This is a new time for you.
One of the things that I had to get used to was the not having the adrenaline rush, the urgency of, you know, somebody's got a crisis going on down the hall and I had to take care of it right then. And there wasn't the urgency in the life. And I was used to that adrenaline pushing me through my day. It wasn't there anymore. So you have to come to know what is it life like without those imposed roles. And that can be whether, you know, you were a worker, an executive, a talk show host, a parent, a spouse, you know, now the role is yours to choose. What does that mean? And it can be liberating and terrifying at the same time.
We are talking with the retiree rebels, Carol Larson and Mary Helen Conroy, and we will continue in just a moment. But first, Kate Archer. I don't know if this is the best day of my life, but It's getting there. It's getting there. I think that the best is still to come.
It's every day you wake up. See, that's exciting now. When you get in the car, the best day of your life is whatever you're going to make it.
Yeah.
People have told you what it was before. This is your turn now, Joy.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to what's next. But as mentioned, it's a little scary. I'm excited. I'm happy. I'm sad. What did I do? Oh my gosh, I can't wait. You know, so it's a real mixed emotions. But mostly, I'm looking forward to what's next. I'm mostly looking forward to not setting that alarm for 1 o'clock in the morning. And I'm looking forward to spending more time with my with Rob and traveling more. So that's
That was interesting, Joy, because I saw you both on Channel 3, and I thought, you know, I was so glad you were both there, because I think for all of the other retired people in the state as well, when you're a couple, retirement's very different. Rob's been retired for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
He's had time to figure out that 3-year transition cycle we talked about.
Yeah.
But now you're starting yours. Yours is going to be completely different from his. And I think a lot of couples don't, you know, oh, I can retire. He did it well and we're going to be fine. But that's not true. You need to have your own time to figure out your retirement, because it's going to change some of his too. He might not like see you at 3 o'clock in the morning, but a little bit later. But he's going to, I love his bicycle trips that he goes off. You've got your own time. But it's going to be a real transition because both of you will be in the same house for 24 hours.
Yeah, and that's different.
It's different. Not that it's bad. I mean, you've got a wonderful relationship, yeah. But it's different.
But I think that actually is going to be beneficial that he has found, he has a new love, and that is long distance bicycle touring. And he will be gone for a week or two, going on one of these 500-mile bicycle trips and camping along the way with he goes with a friend, and I don't need to do that. I don't want to do that.
That's not on your bucket list.
Yeah, but I do want to bike with him, but not 500 miles over a 2-week period. Right. You know, so that's what's then I can use that time to
whatever.
Yeah, I can go visit my lifelong friends.
You can read your book.
Yeah, that's right. So let's. If you have a suggestion for me, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. Susie in Appleton is with us. Hi, Susie.
Good morning, and congratulations on your retirement, Joy.
Thank you.
I wonder if we were classmates here in Appleton.
Maybe.
You were
class
in Appleton?
Of 77, Appleton East 77.
Nope, sorry. You're younger than I am.
Were you East, though?
No, West.
Well, East is better.
But maybe we knew each other. Anyway, we don't have
just
that
kidding.
Connect.
There's an old saying, just so people realize, that the West people said West is best, and East people would say East is better. So that's
East was least, I'm just here to say.
But anyway, what is your retirement observation or question?
Well, my question is for your guests, and I'm wondering if there is a group of retiree rebels in the Fox Valley.
Oh, no, you don't actually have clubs all over the place, do you?
No, we'd love to. So if you want to start one, seriously, we've thought of having little retiree rebel banners or something so people can get together at a coffee shop or a restaurant and be able to talk about retirement because it's not allowed usually. Everybody struggles with this on their own, so that's why we invite people to go to retireerebels.com. There's about 75 podcasts there right now, and pick one of those, Joyce, and Susie, and talk with some of your friends about one of the podcasts.
So just invite friends to join you at coffee. Hey, I found this website,
this
and here's a topic.
Right.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah, we could do loneliness, solitude, how to be courageous, how to matter again.
How to prioritize your time, what kinds of different things you want to look at as far as your scheduling, things to get through that transition in particular.
All right, let's go back to the phones. And thank you, Susie. John in Menominee is with us. Hi, John.
Hello.
Hi.
So I've been listening, and it sounds to me like you're trying to convince yourself you're retiring for a while.
Yeah, I think so too.
Oh no, I'm really certain.
For two, my neighbor when I was a teenager, he retired in the 80s, and he looks at me. I remember it clear as day. He looks at me and says, "You know, John, once you sit down, you die. An object in motion tends to stay in motion. Keep moving, and you'll do fine." That's what I've learned. That's what he'd learned about retirement.
Yep.
And now I watch my parents, and I think retirement sounds like more work than working.
Yeah, I suppose. But keep moving, meaning physically, or keep moving mentally too, John?
Both. He personally took up blacksmithing.
Oh cool. Yeah, that's
so
something. I mean,
a lot of mental and physical in that. And he made it into his late 90s.
Wow. Wonderful. Thank you very much, John. I think that's interesting advice. And I know that one of your tips is take care of yourself for a change, and that could mean the physical fitness stuff. It also could mean I can go to the spa more often, right?
Correct. You go right ahead. And John is completely correct. It's, once you sit down, and what you hear from us is our byline is ditch the rocking chair. Because that's a stereotype, and it is also an equation for becoming sedimentary, and you really don't want that, especially if you've got 10, 20, 30 years left of your life. The longevity revolution that we're looking at for retirees mean you have decades to go. You know, maybe not as I'm not definitely not as spry as I used to be, but I'm not going to sit still for a while. I'm going to keep moving.
I'm going to remind listeners, just because we have just a few minutes left in the program, and I want to take some more calls. So I want to remind you that we are in the fall membership drive, and I really would love to reach goal of 60 pledges during this hour on the last day of my career at Wisconsin Public Radio, and the last weekday of the fall membership drive. So make your pledge of any amount. Maybe it's $50, maybe it's $10 a month, maybe it's $100, whatever you decide. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Richard on Facebook says, learn how to play an instrument. There is an incredible level of talent here in the Northwoods and plenty of open mic and jam events in which to participate. Maybe the same is true in Madtown. I'm guessing, you know.
Absolutely.
Very true. Very true. I was just talking yesterday with a woman who teaches ukulele.
Oh.
And, oh boy, that group is so much fun. And it's a relatively simple instrument to learn. And so she has a lot of retirees who are doing that thing where you want to indulge in something creative, and they know from brain science that reroutes your brain, mm-hmm. so you're more open to different things.
Mm-hmm. TV is boring, really boring. That's what it says here.
Well, you know, when I did retire, and I again, I don't use that word. It's reinvention. It's redesign. It's do something else. But I did sit on the couch for 3 months and watch TV, HGTV, and it was boring and dulling, but it got me stop from what I used to do. So you're going to find that something is going to be something that you didn't do. TV was that. I do not medicate myself any longer with TV.
You know, and I was going to say that I think that I don't watch a lot of TV right now because of my schedule, but I do. I miss the fact I used to record, you know, different things and watch them when I could. And I just got out of the habit because I didn't have any time. Now, the Vietnam War series is something that I would be able to have a little bit more time to see something like that.
Okay. And you will find that people went to TV as a form of relaxation at the end of the day. And now they find that those same programs don't have the same allure because they're not as tired.
Yeah. Let's go to John in Madison. Hi, John.
Hi, Joy. Thank you, and congratulations. Thank you for everything.
Thank you.
I've read a study that was talking about some emotional dangers in retiring, and one of the things that came away from it was the best thing is to always have a reason to get up in the morning. Less like a specific hobby, but more like an overarching theme, like music or family or something specific, but not so specific that, you know, it's over in a year.
Thank you very much, John. So always have something to get up for in the morning.
It speaks to schedule. It speaks mm-hmm. to priority. It speaks to, he's speaking also to purpose. What is it you want to do with not only your day, but your life?
We have, I've got to ask for more pledges, but very briefly, you have any last words of advice for me, Carol?
Enjoy. Let it unfold. Because you may think you know what you want to do, but once you've gotten some rest, who knows what might pop into your head?
Mary?
Oh, have a great time, and we welcome you to the Retiree Rebels. You are now one of us.
Thank you, and I thank you for the T-shirt, which I think we posted a picture on Facebook, so that it was great. And I will look forward.
And then listen to RetireeRebels.com.
I will. That is so great. Thank you both very much for being here. Kate Archer, can we have a minute to...